about this message. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter number 52. If you have your Bibles, verse number 7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Hallelujah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
In the book of Romans, if I still have my spot from the other night, is this verse in the New Testament,
Romans chapter number 10, verse 15. How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen. How beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And I looked up there real quick a while ago. Amen. And just to add a few more verses. Amen. Beautiful. I mean, it's all through the Bible, but 1 Chronicles, holiness is mentioned. Beautiful. Multiple times. 4 times right here. 1 Chronicles 16 and 29. Given to the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Yes.
Amen. God's people are a beautiful people. I'm going to preach tonight the same text. Amen. Who are the beautiful people? Amen. Who are the beautiful people? And when we had consulted 2 Chronicles 20:21, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness. Praise God.
Yes.
Psalms 29:2, give unto the Lord the glory to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Who are the beautiful people? Amen. And just to recap, amen, some of the thoughts that we had the other night. Amen. I tell you, Sister Peggy, Hollywood, amen, paints up the beautiful people, amen, models that are half-dressed and made up with mascara and makeup and all sorts of things such as that. That's what the world pushes. That is a beautiful thing. Amen. But great God, I come to tell you tonight, amen, it's a 180-degree turn what God thinks is beautiful. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Every time in the Word of God, that the painting of the face, such as Jezebel, referred to her. Amen. And multiple times in the Word of God, when it's referred to as, amen, makeup is referred to, painting of the face. And once again, don't get mad at the messenger. I'm just preaching the message. Amen. It's always related to a harlot. Amen. In the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And I know things of this nature are not preached anymore. So therefore, we've raised up a society that doesn't even know the teachings of the Word of God. Amen. And we mentioned how that over there in the book of Corinthians chapter number 11, amen, how that the Bible speaks that a man ought to look. Amen. It's even nature itself teaches that a man, amen, great God, ought not to have long hair, and that a woman ought to have long hair. That's the way God's commandments are. Amen. That's the way God teaches things, and God's way is a beautiful way. Amen. Who are the beautiful people? Praise God. Amen. I mentioned the other night about Gary Bazenback. Some of you may refer back. I can't preach the whole message over here in just a couple minutes. Amen. A reminder, but I mean, that fella got saved the last several months of his life. Brother Chuck, you remember Gary when he first come into church with a pair of jogging pants on? Amen. And t-shirt that didn't even cover his belly up. His belly was shining out the bottom. Remember that? Showed up on a cold winter night. Amen. Great God, a pair of clogs on and no socks. Amen. And I tell you, Brother Tommy got saved. Amen.
Yeah.
And he turned into be a beautiful person. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Great God in heaven. Oh, that's the beautiful people. Amen. I told about the Don Riches that have traveled the world. 20-some, 30 countries he preached in. Amen. Carrying the gospel for the first time. Amen. Those are the beautiful people. Hallelujah. Great God in heaven. I tell you, really, you could preach a whole series of sermons on this thought and on this title right here tonight. I want to finish nailing a few more things home here tonight. Amen. Hey, God, I come to tell you, church, holiness is beautiful in the sight of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to remind my girls tonight, and I want to remind every other woman in this house, amen, that God is pleased, amen, with holiness dress and holiness attire. Amen. Don't ever let the world tell you that it's a long stringy hair. I can't get into all that. I already preached that it's beautiful. Amen. Come on now. I said it's beautiful. Amen. I can't tell you how many times that Brother George, nearly every time we go out in public, including yesterday, we was out in a public place and two different families stopped by and said, my, how beautiful your family is. Amen. Was it talking about our faces? Oh no. They was talking about the, amen, holiness standard and the holiness look that was upon us. Amen. Oh yes. I hear it every time. I walk behind my daughters and my wife in the mall sometimes just to get a kick out of and let them walk ahead of me, and all kinds of husbands, wives, young people, old people, it don't matter. They gals one another and say, look up there at that long hair. Look up there at that hair. Amen. It astonishes them. You know why? Because nobody looks and dresses like that anymore. Amen. It's a beautiful thing, Brother Daniel, in the eyes of the Lord. Hallelujah. You might as well buckle your seatbelt for the next 30 minutes. I'm going to preach to you. Amen. Hey, God. Who are the beautiful people? Let me tell you, girls, something. Amen. I don't care how much, amen, cover girl and mascara and all these things of today's time tells you every old barn looks good with a little paint on it. That's a lie out of hell. And Daddy come to tell you tonight, you don't have to paint up and look like this world to be beautiful. Oh, no. Amen. But holiness is beautiful in the eyes of God. Amen. Who are the beautiful people? That's who's beautiful in the eyes of the Lord. Hey, God, I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost. Hey, oh, I heard Brother Don Rich say one time, amen, that it's not the same rule for others, but it's a rule for his house, that his kids could never leave once they get married and come home wearing a pair of pants, amen, or things of that nature inside of his house, amen, after he taught them against those things. And always thought when I was younger that was hard preaching, amen. How could he do such a thing? Oh, but the older I get, the more I see it. Girls, I spent my life teaching you how to live for God. I spent my life, I preached sermon after sermon, studied hour after hour, prayed in the wee hours of the day and night, amen, to raise my family and to teach this church right. Hey, don't ever come home to Daddy's house with your face painted and a pair of britches on after I taught you the ways of God. Amen. Oh, that's going to get a little tight tonight. But I done told you that's all right. Hey, amen. I said holiness is a beautiful thing in the eyes of God. Amen. Oh, yes. If in heaven tonight, the Bible teaches and tells us that the angels are crying, power, power, power. Amen. God is a powerful being. But it's not crying power, Brother Daniel. Hey, come on. Oh, amen. Knowledgeable. Not wisdom. God of wisdom and knowledge. No. But the most important attribute of God is his holiness. And if we're going to approach God, we got to come to him, amen, in holiness. Hey, in the Old Testament, Brother George, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. I got to bring some of this out in just a moment. But Brother Charlie, once a year, the high priest had to go into the Holy of Holies. Oh, yes. Amen. For the sins of the people. Hey, God, let me tell you something. And make anybody search their self and say, God, if there be any sin, let me get rid of it. Forgive me. Hey, no priest wanted to go in the presence of God with sin in their life. Hey, peace dropped down dead, and you heard the bells and the pomegranates began to ring, and he had a rope tied to him around his belt, and when he fell down dead in the presence of the Lord, if he had sin in his life, they would have to pull him out, because God said, if you're going to approach me, you got to be holy. And I come to tell you today, beautiful people, in the eyes of God, are a holy people. Oh, what's beautiful? I come to tell you, families are beautiful to God.
That's right.
I'm not preaching anything new tonight. Did you know, according to the teachings of this book right here, that a dad is the priest of his own house? Did you know that? That's what this book right here teaches. You are, every man in here, look at me, you are the spiritual leader of that home. Hey, God. Yeah, I realize every home doesn't have a Christian man, father in the figure, in the middle things. And if that's the case, then ladies, you're a spiritual leader, amen? If your husband's lost. But if there's a man in there, and he's saved, and he claims to know anything about God, then he's the one that's got to stand up and say, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Pray God. And that's where we failed society. That's where we failed America. That's where we failed the church. We don't have enough men that'll stand up and say, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to worship God. We're going to praise Him in the field of holiness. We're going to keep the devil out of the house, and we're going to have church. Hey, God, hey, I come to challenge some of you tonight. Brother Tommy said this morning in his teaching there, preaching, amen, and after worship, it was just a good service, and he got up here for a few minutes, and he said he's had to cut back, amen, on studying the news, reading the news, listening to the news, because it draws him away from God. Well, I found the same thing. I got so messed up, amen, back at the election time. I got so out of sorts. I thought things was coming to an end, and I don't worship Trump. I do believe Trump, amen, was holding up the church in America. Come on. I got so out of sorts, I thought it was all over. And I forgot, Brother Tommy, hey, that there's still a God in heaven that's sitting on the throne. Hey, men, if you want to have a move of God, don't blame it on the church. Don't blame it on the school. Don't blame it on the Sunday school teacher. But say, hey, we're going to have revival. Get the devil out of your house. Make a family altar and begin to pray. And watch things turn around.
Yeah. Amen. Hey, yes, sir. God. Woo!
Anymore.
Amen.
America was built around the family altar. Did you know that?
Yes, it was.
Hey! Hey, God, we don't do it near enough as we should. Hey, and there's no excuse. We try to get down and pray, have family altar around the house, and before we know it, the boys are up jumping around. Amen. Jumping on our backs or doing something. Hey, but we need to do it more often. Hey, church, I'm challenging you. You're having trouble in your family. Hey, God, I felt the Holy Ghost deal with my heart today to tell you, if you'll grab your wife by the hand and you'll grab your children and say, hey, we're going to kneel down around this couch and we're going to pray and ask God to get in the midst and help us. I believe heaven's looking down and God's up there saying, that's a beautiful sight. That's a beautiful people. Who are the beautiful people? I look back there, Sister Clara, Sister Shirley's hand. Great God, it broke our hearts when we heard her say that her sister's on the vent and she's in bad shape. It broke my heart. I look across the crowd. I see people shaking their heads. I see it broke hearts. Hey, God. And I look tonight as she walked down that aisle. I bet nearly practically every woman in this house come up here and stood. I can't help to believe, Brother George, and up in heaven, God was looking down, saying, That is a beautiful people. That is a beautiful people. Brother George said, I'm going to stand in for Harvey. Amen. He said, Chemo's got him down. I'm going to stand in for my brother. And I seen tears running down his face. And I seen a church standing behind him. Say, Lord, that's my brother. That is a beautiful people. One another loving God, trying to make it to heaven. That is a beautiful people.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless him, Lord.
Family is beautiful in the eyes of God.
Yes. Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
Hey.
Thank you, God.
I try not to be too pushy like I used to. This morning, used to ask too late. This morning, Caleb showed up. That's Chris's daughter. I said, hey, girl, good to see you. Somebody said, Chris was her dad. I said, great God, how'd you get so pretty? Woo! Hey, man, I'm just acting like he's my cornhole pal. Hey, we went together and we went down together. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Woo! I thought it was a beautiful sight. Amen. Hey, God, Brother Chris, I don't know her. Hey, man, I've never met your wife. But you know what I was thinking up there this morning? It's the way I think nowadays. I didn't used to think like this. I didn't even know the squirrel killer. Amen. I said, hey, boy, wouldn't it be beautiful to see them young girls in here, hey, man, singing and shouting and praising the Lord? Wouldn't that be beautiful? Wouldn't that be beautiful, come on, church? Come on. How's the church? That's how it gets started. Hey, when Gary Mason back come in, poor as a whippoorwill, not even decent clothes to wear in the church house. Not the first person in here made fun of him and mocked him and said, you ain't good enough to be in here. Thank God, if you do, you're going to answer to me. I'll be knocking on your door. Come on. But we put our arm around him and we said, hey, son, we love you. And the Lord, that's a beautiful people. That's a family of God. That's a family in the church. And we need one another.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord.
We don't need to come here deadheaded. You ever seen people? I got a lot. Don't worry. I got a lot to preach. I know this is sermon number 2 on the same power. I got plenty to preach. I won't get it all tonight, brother. Hallelujah. Woo! Hey! But oh, I tell you what would be good. Instead of catching on fire, red hot 1 minute, and daring to hammer the next, just get a hold of it and be consistent.
Right.
Just get a hold of it and say, I'm going to serve the Lord. Just get a hold of it and say, as for me and my house, we're going to serve God.
All right.
It's beautiful in the eyes of the Lord.
Yeah.
Woo!
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Families.
Thank you, Lord.
Beautiful God.
Yes.
You're right, yeah, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Oh, bless, praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord.
You know something else that's beautiful, God? I got a whole list of things. Usually I got pages of sermons. This has come out of heaven's pages tonight. I just got words written down up here. Woo! Hallelujah. You know what else is beautiful to God? Being satisfied.
Satisfied.
Woo! Buckle your seatbelts. Here we go. Being satisfied. You know, in the course of any day, Brother Earl, a lot of things can get you upset.
Yeah. Sure.
Some days I get up, Brother Tom. Hey, man, I'm glad Michelle ain't up. Hey, God, because I'd be ready to argue. I don't know why you ever get up like that. You ever get up, and you know, do you know yourself? Hey, I'm in a bad mood. Amen. Hey, why is that? Are you not saved? Are you not a Christian? Are you not sanctified, Holy Ghost filled? No. It's because you still got Adam in you. Amen. Hey, God, satisfied. I've caught myself, Brother Daniel. Hey, man, I preach about Jason first, and I'm going to preach about you. Hey, man, I caught myself, Brother Tommy, over the last several months griping. And I'm not here to gripe to you. But on any given day, I've got a lot of responsibilities. I got 5 kids. When I leave that threshold out of the garage, hey, man, out of that door out of the garage, nearly every morning I say, oh, God, take care of my family. Take care of my kids. Take care of myself. I'm going out to work. work. Amen. I ain't gonna be here, but I know you can. Yeah. Hey, God.
Yeah.
Hey. And then I got a bunch of cussing workers. Amen. They cuss and swarp and holler. And sometimes they get me swarping and hollering, but I don't cuss. Amen. Hey. And I found out in the last several months, if I don't watch out, Brother Daniel, I get unsatisfied. Hey, I get to griping about this, and I get to griping about that. Hey, come on. And sometimes the kids, hey, kids will tip you over sometimes soon, you know that? Woo! Hey! And I made my mind up about a month ago. I set myself up in prayer, and I said, oh, God, I'm going to be satisfied. Hey! If it rains me out,
come on,
and I don't get no yards cut, I'm going to be satisfied. If I come to church, come on, amen, on Thursday night, and they ain't but 10 or 12 to preach to, I'm going to preach to them like there's 500 sitting there. I'm going to be satisfied. It's beautiful in the eyes of the Lord. The reason why some of you can't get to victory, you're not satisfied. Nothing will make you happy. Great God, if you had $1 million, it wouldn't make you happy.
Come on.
Hey,
come on.
You can't get satisfied with nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
Woo!
Yeah. Don't you, Lord?
Come on.
You're like that fella, that old hateful husband. Nothing made him happy.
Have you?
Woo! Nothing made him happy. And he told his wife one day, he said, he told her what he wanted to eat, and he wanted 2 eggs. She said, hey, I want your eggs. He said, I want one scrambled and one boiled. Hey, God. And she brought his breakfast to him, and he got mad and started throwing a fit. And she said, what's the matter, honey? I did it just like you said. Hey, I scrambled one egg and boiled the other. And he said, you boiled the wrong egg, amen. Hey, God, hey, I come to tell you tonight, if you want to find something not to be satisfied with, you can find it any given day. But make your mind up, I'm going to be satisfied.
Yeah.
I'm going to be satisfied with the wife God's given me. I'm going to be satisfied with the husband God's given me. I'm going to be satisfied with the family God's given me. I come to tell you, get satisfied.
Yes, Lord.
Woo.
Yes, Lord.
Get satisfied.
Jesus.
Ooh.
Have your way.
Jesus.
Woo. I come to tell you, I got to move on. I got a lot of territory to cover. But if you don't get satisfied, you're going to water in the same old ruts you've been in the last 6 weeks.
Come on. Come on.
You hear me?
Yeah.
You hear me? I know what the Lord spoke to me. If you don't get satisfied, you're going to water in the same old place you keep watering in.
Praise be to God. Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Woo! Satisfaction is beautiful to the Lord.
Great God.
This is some fella I mowed for. I ain't mowed for him, but just mostly this summer. Down there, Trino and his wife took him. Once again, sometimes I say things and people probably take me wrong. But I made this claim. And I told every one of you with this second wave of COVID, it'd be a good idea if every one of you wear a mask. And if every one of you did, I'd be happy. Amen. There you go. And I know some took the shot. And some ain't right here. Great God. But this woman down here took the shot, Brother Daniel. And a little bit after that, she come down with Guillain-Barré. She's in a wheelchair up there in Hell South. Now they call it Encompass up there in Hell South. Bad shape. Amen. And I've asked him the last several weeks, how's your wife? How's your wife? How's your wife? He said, well, it is what it is. Amen. He said, he come back here and showed me, asked me if he built a ramp out that back door. If it'd take me, I got to get my mower in through that back gate. And he said, well, no, thank you. Then I would get in. I said, no, son, I'm going to get in. Amen. Get that ramp in there for your wife. He said, I got to build a ramp. He got his wife. Just 3 or 4 weeks ago, amen, was a regular housewife, took care of the kids, amen, able to walk, talk, eat, fix dinner, do everything she needed to do. Now, Brother George, amen, she's struggling for her life for a while, amen, now she's bound in a wheelchair, can't walk, can't get out of that chair, can't take care of her kid, she's in bad shape. And I looked at that man, I said, how are you doing? I don't really think he's a Christian. I should have really got barreled in there and asked him. I don't think he is, but he just held his head down and he said, I'm making it, I'll be all right. What he was saying is, and it smote my heart. Amen. What he was saying is, he's gonna love his wife if she's healthy, and he's gonna love her if she's in a wheelchair. He's gonna be satisfied either way. Hey, I come to tell you tonight, I gotta move on, but you need to learn to get satisfied.
$1 million
I'd be satisfied. Only thing money does is magnify what you are right now.
That's right.
If you're a miserable soul right now, you're going to be triple miserable when you got a million dollars.
Come on, brother.
Yeah. Woo!
Bless you, Lord.
Great God.
True life. Come on.
Yes. Woo! I better hurry up.
Tell it.
Amen. Great God in heaven. I keep wondering why the time ain't passing, Sister Claire.
Hey, God, it's only 6 o'clock. I got all kinds of time.
Amen. Woo! Hold on, church. We got a long ways yet to go. Hallelujah. Amen. But satisfaction is beautiful in the eyes of the Lord.
Praise God.
Prayer.
Yeah.
Ah, you're never so beautiful. It's when you pray.
Amen.
I love seeing my children pray. I love seeing my wife pray. My wife prayed one time for an individual, and I'll just say it. I'm going to move on here, but an individual come here to church one night. My wife prayed for that woman to her dress, soaking wet with tears. She came for quite a while after that, and she said, I came because I felt the compassion of that woman's prayer. Hallelujah. Prayer is beautiful in the eyes of the
Lord.
Yes, it
is.
Hey. You know that?
Yes, God.
Prayer goes a long way. Prayer moves God on the throne. Prayer is how you get things through to God. And prayer is beautiful in the eyes of the Lord. Hey, I come to tell you, amen. You say, well, I ain't got time to pray. You're too busy. Amen. I tell you what we need. I'm getting ahead of myself. We need discipline. What's that mean, Brother Jason? You got discipline to go to work, don't you? Now, what do you do when you go to work? You set your alarm clock? Amen. 6 o'clock in the morning. And that thing ring, ring, ring. You don't want to get up, but you get up anyway because you know if you're going to all payday, you got to get up and go to work.
That's right. Bless you, Lord. Come on.
You need to do the same thing for prayer. I don't know whether it's whether you're a morning person or evening person.
Come on.
You need to set that alarm clock, a prayer alarm clock.
Man.
It says it's time to pray. You need to set that alarm clock, say it's a reading time. I'm going to read the Word of God. Woo! Hey, Brother Anthony. Maybe he's watching on Marco Polo. He told me his stomach's upset. But we heard him this morning, didn't we? Thank God, he slung that phone across the church. And he said, we're spending too much time on the phone. Amen. There you go. And the problem is that even since you spend all that time on the phone and you ain't got time to read and pray, your priorities are mixed up. Amen. Did you hear that? You might as well say amen.
Woo!
Your priorities are mixed up. You need to make time to pray. You need to make time to read the Word of God. You need to make time for the house of God.
Amen,
sir.
God. It's beautiful in the eyes of the Lord.
Beautiful.
Who are the beautiful people? Amen. Hallelujah.
Woo. Bless you, Lord.
My last point's going to take me a while. I believe the fire of the Holy Ghost is beautiful in the sight of God.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Oh,
fire.
Lord.
Fire. The fire that ever
Jesus
liveth, ever burneth. Don't
sure.
On that altar, he said, don't ever let it go out.
Right.
I've been more of a watcher lately. Hey, man, in my old years. Hallelujah. I've been more of a watcher, Brother Tommy.
Come on.
I just looked out over this crowd this morning. I looked out there, and I just smiled like I do at my children when I see them up there playing like lust and dimes, all them dinosaurs up, about 20 dinosaurs. And he just starts banging one another. I just sit back and smile up and watch that.
Yeah.
It's very simple, but I tell you, it's very fulfilling.
Yeah.
Amen. I watch him play them dinosaurs. Amen. Line them cars up and race them and hit them. Amen. And I sit up here this morning and I look back over that crowd and I see Brother Tommy over on his hands and knees worshiping God. Did you see that?
Yeah. Man.
That was beautiful.
Amen.
Woo. Hey, I look back there at the different ones he used. Amen. With your arms raised.
Oh,
hallelujah. Oh. Tears running down your face. It was a beautiful sight.
Praise the Lord.
I looked over tonight at one point and I seen Sister Dottie tears running down her face. I seen Christina tears running down her face. I seen some of you tears running down your face with your arms raised to the Lord. And I said, oh, how beautiful it is in the sight of God.
Yeah.
How beautiful it is in the sight of God.
Yeah.
Hey, and that fire. Amen. It's a beautiful thing in the eyes of the Lord.
Amen.
Exodus. Amen. Leviticus, rather. We'll get to Exodus
Amen, if we have time. Amen. Leviticus 10 and 1 said, and Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured, amen, them, and they died before the Lord. Excuse me. Amen. Here these sons of Aaron, the priesthood, amen, offered up strange fire in the sight of God. Yes. And it displeased God so much, amen, that he caused the fire to come out and to consume these two sons of Aaron. Hey, God. Hey, I come to tell you, amen, that the fire of God is very important. Amen. But why did God get so upset, amen, that he took the lives of these two young men, Brother Daniel? I'll tell you why. Because the Bible teaches us, amen, that God put a fire in that altar.
Yeah.
Hey, listen to me. It was not a man-made fire. You go back. I don't have time to read it. I think it's the 6th chapter. You go back later and read that. Amen. And Sister Shirley, and the Bible said that God put a fire upon that altar. And he said, let the fire ever burn. Let there forever be a fire. Don't ever let the fire go out. Amen. God wants there to be fire. Amen. Hey, and it was the priest's job, Brother George, to keep the fire burning. It was the priest's job, amen, to throw the flame on the fire, throw the coals on the fire, and keep the fire burning. Amen. Forever upon the altar. Amen. And these priests let the fire go out, and they brought a strange fire. Amen. Listen to me. What does a strange fire mean? They brought a fire from without the temple. Amen. The tabernacle, if you will. They brought a fire from without, and they built their own fire, and it displeased God because they said, amen, I want my fire upon this altar.
Yeah.
Hey, doesn't that sound where we're at today? We got a bunch of preachers that have let the fire go out. We got a lot of fire today, but it's wildfire. It's strange fire. Amen. And it displeases God upon the throne. Hey, amen. I come to tell you.